Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. Maybe you're a career changer or you're getting ready to graduate from college or just recently graduated and you're looking for a way to stand out to your future employer. I want to provide you with a few tips in this video on how to do that. Get the pen and paper out. What is up, everybody? This is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, coming at you today with another episode. And I know many out there are possibly seeking jobs. You're probably looking for those things that are gonna set you out, set you apart from all the other people seeking the same type of job that you are. And now, having ran my firm for about 3 years, having, you know, talked to vendors and contractors and all types of people, I do have a couple of things that I think may help you with securing that next job, and I'm gonna give it to you right now. The very first step is to do your homework. And I know that seems a little obvious, but you would be surprised the amount of people that have not really done their homework. And doing their homework or doing your homework looks a little different than probably what you would think about. But let me give you what I'm kind of considering. Your potential employer has possibly thousands, maybe hundreds of people that are seeking employment at that particular firm. And there's only so many spots. Maybe there's only one spot to fill. If you are fortunate enough to get FaceTime with this employer, you want them to know that you know your stuff. You know, when did their firm start? What do they do? Who do the clients they serve? You know, what is that person's background? And you can find all this stuff on LinkedIn and social media and things. So make sure you do your homework so that when you get that face-to-face meeting, that you can really set yourself apart by knowing their business and how you can add value to their business. Since you never get a second chance to make a first impression, you're gonna have to make sure that you're on your P's and Q's. Now, I don't wanna make you nervous, but just think about when you dated someone. You know, I dated my wife before we got married. We've been married 22 years now. And you know, I was interested in her. So what did I do? I found out who she hung out with. I found out what is she like. I found out, you know, some of the things that, you know, are common overlaps between, you know, me and her. I found out where she was from and, you know, her hometown, the high school she went to. All these are things that I wanted to get to know about her because I was interested in her. I was interested in making an impression on her that would set me apart from all her other courters or suitors at that point in time. So you need to do the same thing with your potential employer by finding out all those things. Tip number two is going to be professional. Now, I know this seems a little intuitive. However, what do I mean by that? Well, if you've got one of those email addresses that you got back in high school that really does not capture who you are now, get rid of that email address. Have another one. You don't want people contacting you and they're typing in an email address and they're like, what? This is so unprofessional. So that's one thing that you can think about. The other thing you want to think about is making sure that your social media profiles are spruced up. Now, I recently did a video on how to get your LinkedIn profile to be an all-star profile after I've gotten over 10,000 followers. I'm going to link that up in the card so you can check that out. But those are the things that you want to look at. People are going to research you. They're going to what I call cyber stalk you. They're gonna look at your Facebook and your LinkedIn and your Instagram. So if you have things on these profiles that you don't want your potential employers to see, you may wanna clean those up as you're looking for a job. Again, remember, these are all things that just show that you respect yourself. And unless you're showing that you respect yourself, how can your potential employer know that you're going to respect them or their business or, you know, what they've built already? So show that you respect yourself and be professional. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. I would also say you need to be memorable. What do I mean by memorable? Well, there's so many different ways. You know, usually you're gonna send a resume, you're gonna fill out their profile, you're gonna send your email. You may have to do this just to get in their database. But what if you sent, you know, a video of who you are, describing why you want to work at that company, and, you know, maybe some other, you know, cool tidbits. It could be something like, hey, you know, so-and-so, this is Dominique Henderson. I'm a recent grad of, you know, whatever college you're a grad of, and I'm really interested in working for XYZ firm. I noticed that you guys are in the industry or in the business of helping, you know, insert whatever their unique value proposition is to their customer. And I'm really interested in learning more about this particular opportunity. I've already found out, you know, XYZ, whatever you found out. And I am looking forward to possibly getting an interview or getting some time with somebody on your team to talk about this opportunity further. I can be reached at this email. I can be reached at this phone number. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. That particular video, which can go along with the email, don't get me wrong, but what if you put that together with an email, right? Instead of just doing the email, do this along with the email, or maybe instead of the email. I don't know what the particular route into that company is, and some of them will have you, you know, check the box on certain things that you have to do, like fill out a profile and send a resume. But to set yourself apart, why not shoot a video with free software like Loom.com? You have your webcam up, you do something like what I just said, and you send that to them in a direct message when you're connected with them on LinkedIn. That would really set you apart with an employer, and that would make you memorable. Now, which one do you think is the most impactful in setting you apart from all the other people when you're looking for a new job with a particular employer? Is it being professional? Is it doing your homework? Or is it being memorable? Leave your answer down in the comment. I would love to read them. I would love to respond back to you and see what's going on in your world. Talk to you later. Bye-bye for now. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.